in my content, we talk about the giving. We talk about the wells. We talk about entrepreneurs and ethics. And we talk about doing business the right way. And people who listen are like, yes, when we say things like, if it's good enough for the customer, it's good enough for the business. Or if it's good enough for the business, it's good enough, or customer first, or family first. You put your beliefs out there into finding that content. And people are like, yes, I align with that.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode with your favorite person in the whole wide world sitting in his home office still, quarantined. And frustrated. I want to go outside and play. But your favorite person, Anik Singhal. Here I am, and I've got a great guest today. So if nothing else, at least we are virtually joined by an amazing person who's going to teach us a ton of amazing stuff. Today, we're going to talk about how to build $1 million business organically without investing a penny. How's that sound? Sounds awesome. It's probably like the number one thing I'm asked all the time. So we've got our guest today. Before I introduce him, are you a member of Learn Nation yet? Have you joined this movement? What excuse could you possibly have? Go to LURN.com. It's free to sign up. This is an entire platform with amazing entrepreneurial education. We're bringing people together from all over the world, 380,000 now that are in there. I'm going to bring 10 million in before we're even, you know, close to done. So many new features coming out. We got courses that are free, courses that are $5, $7 about how to build online businesses, about how to be an entrepreneur. Get in there, all right? Join the movement. Seriously, we cannot count on our governments to solve our problems. If the proof is not in the pudding right now, I don't know what else is. Us entrepreneurs have to do it. Go to LURN.com, band together worldwide. Everyone's joining, so you got to get in as well. All right. Now, having said that, we have been doing some killer things with our podcast. So I want to invite you again on YouTube to hit subscribe, leave a comment, click the bell icon. And on iTunes, please leave us a great review. I'm almost up to 1,000 reviews in the US. And I've noticed that our rankings have been really getting good. I mean, we're hitting the top 100 on all business categories, all entrepreneurship categories. So please help me out. Let other people know about it. Hit a review. Give us a 5-star because it does help in the rankings. Okay, thank you. Now that all my selfish asks are out of the way, I want your help to introduce to our guest today. His name is Akbar Sheikh, and I know I just butchered it, and he's gonna pronounce it for me. Did I do it right?
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah,
all right, nailed it. All right, you know he's brown like me. I really should just be able to say his name properly, but you know, all day long as hosts of podcasts, we do this. You know, him and I have actually recently got to know each other. So it's just been maybe the past couple months, and I don't even know how. I think he reached out to me on Facebook. We were connected somehow, mutual friends, and he ended up seeing some of my content, some of my podcasts, and then got impressed, wanted to reach out. We got on the phone, talked. Then I ended up seeing some of his content and what he's doing, and I got impressed. So we just cross-impressed each other. Here's the thing. Here's what got me about him. He calls me and he says, "Hey man, I just don't understand this paid media stuff, this investment traffic thing you're doing." And I'm like, "Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world. I love it. It's the best." He's like, "Yeah, I don't get it. I just prefer to build my businesses for free." And I'm like, "Well, that sounds nice. What are you doing?" So we get on the phone. And I'm like, "Well, how do you do that? Like, I don't understand how you build." Okay, here, he's built his own business, right? Organically for free, right? And he's going to share all the strategies today. He's helped build other students. And this is what I love. I love it when they can help do it for other people. 9 different 7-figure funnels using the exact same formula, 16 different 6-figure funnels, and 1 that went to 8 figures. And I love this because he's really the founder of a movement called Make More, Give More. You all know how I feel about giving more. And so I loved that. So we hit it off really hard. So Akbar, thank you so much, man, for being on this podcast. We're going to have a lot of fun, man. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, man. You made my day already with the shirt and the name pronunciation. I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
All right, there we go. So Akbar, we have a tradition here. And so we need you to follow it. I need you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. Sure. I, Akbar Sheikh.
I haven't done this in a while. I, Akbar Sheikh.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my organic secrets.
And reveal all my organic secrets.
Boom. All right. We got it on the record. I like how he said, I don't know if you guys heard it. He said, "Oh, I haven't done this in a while. Well, we're going to get into that because I think you do have a pretty colorful story. And those are usually the best. So everyone, we're going to get into the business model soon. He's going to give you the whole, it's so cool because every single one of you listening can actually implement it starting today. I mean, it's really neat. And but Akbar, first, we're going to go to round number one. You ready to get started, man? Let's just jump right in. Round number one, backstory. This is a backstory that's got some drama, some drugs and some addictions. And I don't know, man, tell us about it. I don't know the details. I've heard you talk a little bit, but I want to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's rock and roll. You know, it depends really how far you want to go, but situation was, you know, I believe that men and women are created with different orbs. Okay. So you have your spiritual health, your mental health, your physical health, and your why. And that composes like a healthy human collaboratively. My orbs were pulverized, you know, shattered, trampled on by Tyrannosaurus Rexes. Physically, I was the fast food, self-proclaimed fast food king of the East. They had my bumper sticker at McDonald's. I had a reserved parking spot. 60 pounds overweight, completely unhealthy, smoking like it's going out of style. Just no exercise, water, what's water? Terrible. That's the physical health. Mental health, you know, I actually at one point developed a crippling anxiety disorder. And it was a culmination of my lifestyle and in my terrible marriage. I was in a marriage from hell, worst experience of my life. It literally put me in the hospital. It almost killed me. And the people I was hanging out with were a bunch of troublemakers and guys that, you know, your Sunday school teacher's not going to like. And they did things your Sunday school teacher's not going to like. And these are the guys I hung out with. And y'all know the expression, you are who you hang out with. You have your mental health, which was shot. My physical health was shot. My spiritual health, I wasn't super God-fearing or God-conscious. It wasn't spiritual. Kind of was a wild cowboy. And then my why. I didn't really have one. I had no idea. I was like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know. I sold used cars for the longest time. I didn't really have one. So my life was a total mess. You know, long story short, Anik, this lifestyle, terrible friends, terrible eating habits, terrible relationship, addicted to everything you could think of. I won't get into gruesome details in case my mom's watching, which she's probably not, but you know, I was addicted to gambling. I had a drinking problem. I was addicted to women. I smoked some stuff, these sort of things. Okay. This lifestyle. And I think a lot of that was to escape the pain of my life. And I am kind of naturally a more of a freedom junkie, you know, kind of wild and crazy kid. That lifestyle accumulated, ended up in my dad, this is the opening line in my TEDx talk. My dad always wanted me to go to Yale University. Well, dad, I did end up there in the emergency room, half dead for mixing vodka and Xanax.
Oh, man.
Which is true. I did end up in the emergency room. I thought I was going to die and I didn't. Thank God.
Yeah,
I took that second chance real seriously, though. I immediately dropped all my bad habits, smoking, everything. I went organic. I lost 50 pounds. I got rid of all my toxic relationships. You know, went clean, started becoming spiritual, started praying, started doing like yoga and stuff like this. Totally changed my life around. And of course, during that whole time, I was broke, obviously. In that period, to discover myself, ended up actually back in my hometown area of where I was born in San Francisco, ended up temporarily living in an electrical closet with my brother with no windows, no hot water,
wow,
showers.
Wow. Really, how old were you when this was happening?
Bro, you know, I really kind of got to write it out. I mean,
how old are you right now? Like how many, roughly 30, how many years?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. We're the exact same
1983,
age.
1983.
So yeah, same age, man. 36. You got it.
Yeah, That's actually something, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. I think that's so cool. But so, I mean, so I got married 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So everything I'm telling you about happened before that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
My favorite.
You're in your 20s when this is all happening.
That's very true. That's very true. Which is a shame, dude, because I spent my 20s partying, and like people like you spent it on building an empire. So I want to actually discuss how we can help more people not party in their 20s and do more of what you did. But we can talk about that later. So anyway, ended up in this, closet situation. Anyway, during that time period, ended up getting a coach. Mm-hmm. Ended up at some point, within that whole time period, selling my only possession at the time, which was my beat up car, which was $2,000. Here's what ended up happening. I was on Craigslist, bro. Right? This was kind of in that whole transitional period. And I see, and I bump into kind of like a learn.com sort of, right? Mm-hmm. Or like an internet marketing opportunity, like some internet business, like where it's like all sorts of success and this and that, right? I was like, I know why that lady's wearing red. I know why there's this call to action. I know why it's saying buy now. I know why they're showing this success story. And I felt like Neo from the Matrix. And it just like hit me. I'm just like, I get this. I get this psychology. At the time, it's ethical principles of persuasion or principles of persuasion. At the time, I didn't know that. But I was just like, this is genius. I love this. I want to be a part of this. And then we got into that. And we developed, our first ever kind of webinar. Mm. Actually, that was our first ever character webinar was developed actually when I was living in that closet situation. And it was a typical webinar, it was that typical kind of webinar. I'd gotten like a couple of sales and it was that typical intro and all the psychology and all that stuff. So anyway, we then from that we started making, $5,000 a month. $10,000, $20,000, and we went on and on and on. And I was able to get married, and I was able to do a lot of cool things, do that all that guru crap, give like the TEDx talks, buy the Bentleys, all that crap. But the coolest part about my journey has easily been the gift that we've been able to do a lot of philanthropy. We've been able to, bro, if I went out of business today, I'm actually okay because we've already built a bunch of really cool wells that are, as we speak, serving thousands and thousands of people who otherwise didn't have any clean water. We've sponsored a lot of orphans. We've paid for the gift. We've paid for people's eye surgeries so that they're blind, so now they can see. We've paid for school, for institutions. We've built things.
That's good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah.
I love it. And so I really want to highlight the part of your story is just for everyone to understand, wow. Living in a electrical closet, down and out, working on a webinar, got rid of the last asset to be able to afford the coach or the training needed. Yeah. This is not an anomaly of a story. We hear this all of the time, and this is what it takes. And so, you might listen to Akbar and think, gosh, your situation really isn't that bad. Or maybe it is that bad. Or maybe it's worse. I don't know. But the bottom line is you can absolutely make it through. And what's really neat is Akbar's really figured out a way to get through it and build himself a seven-figure business and build other people's seven-figure businesses in a unique way and an opportunity and a unique approach that even I, though who've been in the industry for 17 years, when he talked about it, I was like, oh my God, why haven't I heard about this? So Akbar, I want to go right into it, man. I'm going to go into round number two and I want to hear the overall system. So are you ready to do round two? Round two. At a very high level, Akbar, 40,000 foot overview, give me the synopsis of how your business model works. So let's do this. I am your student. I come to you and I say, Akbar, I heard that you've helped build 16 six-figure funnels, businesses. You've helped build 9 seven-figure. I'm here. I'll do anything, sensei. What do you want me to do? What's the model? What am I doing? How am I going to make the seven figures? Go. Mm-hmm.
Well, holistically, to be fair, organic traffic is a part of it. Is a strong part of it, but it is a more holistic situation. If you want to talk about pure fundamentals, we've boiled it down to, if you want a seven figure business, you need to rock. You need to have a seven figure mindset. You need to have a nice, juicy, enticing offer that's structured properly, that when people see that, they're like, I need that. Most people, they see your offer and like, oh, I already forgot. What is it? What do you do? You need a rocking funnel that has the ethical principles of persuasion baked into it. 98, 99% of funnels suck. you don't know what a funnel is, just think website. They lack any sort of scarcity, any sort of good social proof. Their social proof is like, yeah, Onyx kind of cool. You know, like stuff like that. The messaging is off. It's not talking to anyone. The likable authority is not there. It's like, hey, I was part of the chess club. There's no wow factor. So there's a whole anatomy of a seven-figure funnel. So that's definitely a part of it. Then there's the seven-figure traffic strategy, which I think we're going to harp on today. And then, of course, there's sales. Like, how do you close all these things? So that's like the holistic kind of ecosystem. I think what we're concentrating today is more on the seven-figure organic traffic strategy. So if a student was to come to me and say, all right, man, I'm a coach or what have you. I'm a coach. How do we rock this? I'm a business coach. How do we rock this? I want to make seven figures organically. What are we going to do?
So actually, can you pause real quick right there? Because you said something interesting. So does the person have to be a coach? What kind of, what should they be? Like, in order for your system to work for them, what should they be already? Or what should they be prepared to become?
Holistically, the system holistically works for any, I mean, we've helped anyone and everyone, e-com, real estate, coaches, consultants, agencies, course creators, pretty much everyone holistically. As far as the organic marketing portion goes, like if you're selling $5, sunglasses or something like that, I don't know if it's going to work for you. I don't think so. Yeah. But, you know, mostly I would say if you're like, you know, courses, coaches, consultants, course creators.
High ticket, right? Like things that are $1,000+.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Great question.
Yeah. So this guy comes to you, says, I'm a business coach. What do I do?
Yeah. The first thing I'm going to tell you, bro, is the first thing I was talking holistically, you need to be doing three things every day. You need to be building an audience, cultivating an audience, monetizing an audience. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's a nice little cute little, you know, thing, right? Well, okay, how do you do that? I only teach things that I've done. One of the main things that really jump-started my success was actually building, and by the way, the cost is zero, is building my own show. And Onyx was on that. And that show actually happened right here. I was right out there on the lake, and I went for a walk, and I said, you know what? I want to become a billionaire. And I was wearing, and my shave was all like messed up, and I'm wearing this like oversized Yankees jersey. And I'm just like, you know what? I went for a walk on purpose to come up with business goals. I'm like, and this was a couple of years ago, I'm like, I'm going to become a billionaire. And then the idea just popped in my head. Of course, you know, this is influenced definitely by Russell Brunson, but I'm going to document the journey. I'm going to go live every day on Facebook, and I'm going to document every single thing I'm doing every day, my journey from where I am now to become a billionaire. And that was the crux of the show. Now that changed because what ended up happening is, you know, the truth is, and you know, I hope Anik and I are going to have some deeper discussions about this later, but my understanding is to become a billionaire, I talked to some people that you need to work around the clock, which I'm okay with, to be totally honest with you. I love working. I used to have addiction problems, so I love working. My wife wasn't really on board for that. You know, she's from Sydney. She's like, no, dude, you're my best friend. I want to hang out with you. I don't want you to work all the time. Like, I want to spend a lot of time. I was like, all right, cool. So we're gonna drop the billionaire thing for now. So I'm just like, all right, guys, this is what we're doing every day to build our make more, give more movement. This is how we're building our empire. So what we do on a daily basis, and what we did on a daily basis is we just documented the journey. You know, people, you know, they say content is king, blah, blah, blah. Be like, well, I don't know what to talk about. What do I talk about? Am I interesting? Is anyone going to find me interesting? And the truth is, if anyone outside your mom loves you, that means you're lovable. That means that other people will love you. We've done it. It's so simple.
So where do you publish this? Like, you make these videos, you document. And I know we're going to get into a little bit of this too. So actually, let's stay at the higher level before.
Sorry, I did go deeper. Yeah.
Because I'm going to definitely in the future round. So basically, you start to talk about your life, document your life. You use that as a tool to build an audience. These people become so infected with you, and they become so attached to you that from there you, and that's the cultivating. It's every day. You know, daily videos, just getting these videos in front of them. We'll talk about the medium through which you do it in a minute. Sure. And now these people become fans of you. They feel like they know you. They get to know you over time. And you don't need thousands and tens of thousands. At that point, you know, 100, 200 people that you can start monetizing. Am I correct?
less than 100, 200 people. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
and so then the last piece of it is you said monetize, right? Yeah. So that's when you would come up. So when you started your journey and you started, you know, documenting your life, did you already know what you were going to sell, or did you say, I'll figure that out later? Let me just start the documentation process now.
When I started this current business, I was broke. I was living check to check because what had happened was I moved to Dallas to close my other internet business, which was doing well. And I took a massive pay cut to work for this not-for-profit kind of company here in Dallas. But then when that was over, I was living check to check that whole time because it was a job, you know, and they're only paying job money. I was living check to check. So when I started my first business here, I had no money. As a matter of fact, I was a little in debt. My first client, who's still my good friend, Brian Page, was $5,000. He had a problem. I had a solution. Offer was a done, and anybody can do this right now. It costs you nothing. It was a done with you offer. 8 weeks. We go on Zoom, just like this, for an hour a week. And what do? We go through your stuff. Let's go through your emails. Let's go through your funnel. Let's go through your offer. Let's go through your traffic strategy. I'm like your CMO for 8 weeks. It's an offer anyone can start today. It's extremely enticing and it brings good results. That was my first offer.
So did that happen organically, or did you sit down before you started making your videos and you were like, all right, I'm going to sell this offer? Or you started doing your videos, people started messaging you. Brian must have maybe asked you for something and you're like, oh, I can do that. It's $5,000. And then organically somehow this offer came out. Which of the two was it? Did you plan it, or did it just come up?
The offer was planned, and
okay.
The show came later.
Okay.
Yeah, the show came later.
Okay, great. So we're going to talk about how to plan an offer. That's actually the next round. We're going to talk about, what do you sell? How can someone just boom, pop out an offer?
Yeah.
So content, publish content, audience starts to watch this content. Over time, they like you, know you, and then at some point you make an offer to them.
Yeah.
High ticket, that's what's a big part of it. So yours was 5,000.
At the time.
Where do you publish this content, and how do you make the video? Because video editing for people starts to sound tough. Like, not everyone can do video editing. So talk to me a little bit about the video production side of things, and then also the where do you post these videos?
Yeah. So guess how much video editing I've done in my life?
I have no idea. You don't.
I'm pretty sure zero. I'm technologically illiterate. I'm not a techie at all. Yeah. No, I've done no editing. Now, I have had these cute, you know, they call them square videos, right? And okay, let me explain. The platform, to answer your question, has always been Facebook. Okay. And by the way, guys, here's the good news. Like, yes, this is generating some figures, but honestly, what I'm telling you to do is the lowest level thing you can do, because I just put it on Facebook. Like, honestly, this whole thing just started on my personal profile, which is the lowest level thing you could possibly do. You know, the truth is you could really amplify that by putting it into groups and actually paid traffic to these videos and stuff like that. This, you know, this is the easiest, quickest thing that anyone can do starting today. And I put it on Facebook. And the key was I was consistent. It becomes like a TV show, you know, like, I don't know, Game of Thrones or Modern Family, or I don't know what TV shows are popular, but you know, like, it's like, oh dude, it's Thursday night. I remember when I was, you know, younger with my siblings, guys, it's Thursday night. It's time for The Office. Come on, only 10, 15 more minutes. And everyone's excited. Like, yeah, we're going to go watch the Office. It becomes like that, you know, becomes that show that people look forward to if you play it at a certain time. So yeah, it was on Facebook.
On Facebook. So when you first started, was it on Facebook groups, or was it on, it's just like a public Facebook page, or your personal Facebook page?
No, I just started it on my personal profile.
Personal profile. Like, and that. So for those of you listening right now, go back and listen to an episode I did with Mike Buntempo about how he got his first like 20 clients. I can't remember the exact number of the episode or whatever, but go to onicpodcast.com. Mike Buntempo built his first multiple six-figure business by simply posting little case studies on his personal Facebook page. And I was so inspired by that episode that when we did WebinarCon, you know, people would not believe, we did not spend a single dollar on advertising, and we got 110 seven-figure marketers to fly across the world in many cases, right while coronavirus was just kind of starting to get big, and pay us $3,000 to $5,000 each. So we're talking about a multi six-figure event we ran at the Learn Center, and all of it through our personal profile postings between myself, Ron Douglas, and Andy Hassan. Yeah. So there's a huge power to this. So you're sitting on an absolute tool here for those of you who say, I don't have the money, I don't want to build a website, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. Grab your phone, and you can just talk and you can go live, you can make a video, whatever. This is really cool. So, but yeah, the consistency is key. So question for you then, Akbar, how many videos before you got your first sale? Like how many videos do you think you did before you had a sale?
So by the way, just to share real quick, I don't know if you can see that picture over there on my wall.
Whoa.
We filled out our entire mastermind, our last mastermind. We did a big event in Florida, big success. It was great. Filled up the entire place 100% organically through these methods that we're talking about here.
Now, for those of you who are listening on iTunes or whatever, you can head over to YouTube, my YouTube channel, and you can see the video with him flip it. It's pretty neat. A whole wall full of pictures. Yeah. But yeah, talk for how many, like maybe not you or maybe one of your clients. Give me some stories. Like how many videos before they all came?
Bro, first of all, it's like it's such a thing where, you know, like for example, right now I have people who like just met me. And like matter of fact, the guy just joined us, I think it was yesterday. He said, "Hey dude, I just listened to one of your programs." I said, because we always ask, "Hey, how'd you hear about us?" He goes, "Man, I just started listening to you actually. I just heard an episode you did." Okay. He's like, I liked it. We jived. You know, we jammed. And this is attraction-based marketing. Because the thing is like, you be you, man. The most profitable person you can be is yourself. I see all these people come on the camera, they go live, and they, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm talking off camera, and they're like, "Ah, but he, but who, but then they got on camera. Hey guys, everybody, what's happening here?" And I'm like, "What the? Who the hell is this?" And the reality is, like, the most profitable person you can be is actually yourself. So, dude, it happens pretty quickly, and it also opens up a pretty interesting pipeline. So, for example, recently I had someone join us. "Hey, bro, I've been following you for 2 years now. It was just never the right time." And one of the shows they listened to sparked something in them. And they said, "Oh, you know what? Now's the time. There's no better time. Let's just do this now." So it happens really quickly to gain someone's trust. "Bro, listen, what happened? When I listened to your first podcast, there's a gentleman on, I can't even pronounce his last name. I listened to him, never heard of this guy before in my life. I like the content." I got on the phone with him immediately and paid him thousands of dollars just to have a couple of conversations. Thousands of dollars. So it can happen very quickly. It has for us. It's happened for a lot of other people. The key is you got to do it. And here's the problem why some people don't. They'll do one or two because they won't follow the whole system. You see, like if you just pick up your phone right now and do lives, like you might not have a lot of people watching you because you might not have the right people on your platform.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So there's an art to that. So do you want me to answer that now or later?
No, let's actually move to the next round because I'm really impressed. Okay. So do you think it's possible? I just finished this round with this question. Give me a rough ballpark because people are thinking right now, they're getting excited. They don't know what to sell, but that's the next round.
Yeah.
They're saying, "You know what, if I'm ready to go, I'm going to make videos. I commit to you every day." Is it 7 days? Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? A ballpark of what to set expectation in their mind. What should they be committed to from the get-go before you think, "You know what, I can get you your first sale"?
I got a client when I was doing my organic traffic strategies. I got clients the first day. But if you want me to be ultra realistic with you and conservative with you, there's no reason in the world. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. It is molecularly on a scientific level impossible for you not to get clients in your first month if you do what we're talking about today.
30 days. Come on, everyone. We can commit to 30 days. You're not a fighting entrepreneur if you can't commit to 30 days of just a video a day. All right. So, man. I have one question. I'm going to save that for round four. So let's move into round number three. Round number three. What do you sell? So now I'm going to set up another scenario. Here I am. I'm in front of you. I'm ready to do this, but what do I sell? What's the price point? How do I put together an offer? You're helping a brand new client. Go.
I'll just tell you the four structures that I've ever done with great success. The first offer, which is when I was totally broke, was the done with you. So whatever your skill set is, doesn't matter. Mindset, relationship, health, wealth, whatever the hell it is you're good at. For example, I'm a business coach. I'm good at helping stuck businesses break through by helping them optimize their funnels, mindset, traffic, sales, offers, so on and so forth, right? So that's my specialty. So whatever your specialty is, the done with you thing is, "Hey, guys, here's an 8-week program. We're going to go through everything. We're going to redo everything. You're going to have a brand new X within just a few weeks. I'm personally going to work with you an hour on Zoom call, hands on together. All right. In 8 weeks, you're going to have a brand new thing, refresh, rejuvenate plan, ready to really scale." This is a done with you offer. It costs you nothing in technology. You need Zoom. You need Google Drive. I always had an assistant from day one, even when I couldn't afford one. You should always do that. But I mean, really, it's like bare minimum. And that's an offer you can launch today. The key is that your thing that you're offering, it's got to be like, when your ideal audience hears that, they need to be like, oh my God, I need this. For example, like one recent offer that I got is like, we help influencers. I don't really remember the exact wording, but it was like, we help influencers skyrocket their productivity by optimizing their nutrition and supplements. I'm like, yes, that's what I want. Because I've lately felt like, am I eating the right stuff? Am I having the right supplements? I was like, what? That's exactly what I want. Where do I sign up? That's the reaction you want to create. Because a lot of people have that thing. It's like, hey guys, I'll help you get your mind right. Or we'll get you in a better relationship. I mean, this is what everyone says.
So it's a tangibility, right? Like there's something specific there that they feel like, oh, I get it. I know what I results I'll walk away with.
Yeah, that's so important to paint that picture for them. It's essential, I think. I think most people are missing that part.
Okay, so simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like, when you say offer, it doesn't have to be like, you get this, 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 you get, you know, we were used to seeing offer like bonus one, bonus two, bonus three. In your model, it's more about, this is the outcome. I'll get you 1,000 subscribers on your YouTube channel. I'll get you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, but it's like very straightforward. And pricing. A lot of people that are brand new. So let's just say, you know, with me, I have no problem. I'll sell things for 50 grand, 100 grand all day long because I've seen the results I create for people all around me. But let's say someone brand new comes to you and says, hey, I'm really good at social media. I can help someone get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, but I'm new. I don't have any case studies results. What should I charge? And these, you can see they want to charge in the hundreds, if not even in the teens because they're scared. Mm-hmm. What do you say? What's the price point that you feel like, hey, we got to set here. This is the right number.
I'll tell you the formula for the message you're talking about first, real quick, the offer. Mm-hmm. Here's a simple formula for you guys. I help X do X by X. So I help ethical entrepreneurs build a seven, like one of our statements is, I help ethical entrepreneurs build a seven-figure coaching business with $0 in ad spend, huckbrushik.com, call to action. That's the formula. So as far as an offer goes, that's a very simple way to do a formula. So there's a unique factor in there. There's a specific result in there. There's a call to action. I'm talking to a particular client because I said I help experts. So that's a great way to offer. As far as pricing goes, most people, everybody is underpricing themselves. And yes, you're right. They're saying, oh, I don't have case studies. Guess what the easiest thing in the world to do is? Get some case studies. Or here's what you do. You just go to the right people and say, hey, I'm just building some case studies. Here's a nice launch, bro. Here's a nice launch post. We've done like an organic post, just one post. We made six figures with the right wording. Here's what you can do. Hey guys, for example, give me an example. Like, what do you want to do? You want to be a bit like a business coach or something? You want to help people get, you know, 20 clients in a month or whatever it is? Okay. Hey guys, guess what? We've done this thing last week, in the past couple of months. Guess what? I've discovered something unique. It was this weird experiment that I tried. I got 10 clients paying me each $3,000 each in 1 month, doing this one crazy thing that actually my grandma told me about 20 years ago. You know, you make the actual story about it. Like, guys, guess what? You know what? Because I've not released this to the public, I don't have any case studies, but I'm dying to fill up my page with case studies. So guys, this offer right now, it's $5,000. But I tell you what, I'm going to work with you very closely because I want to get your results very quickly. It's just going to take us a couple of weeks. It's going to take us 4 weeks. I just want 10 people right now. You have to promise me. Here's what I'm going to do. Instead of $5,000, I'm going to make it $1,000. That's what I'm going to do for you. But what you got to do for me, you got to promise me that you're going to give me that case study when I get I help you crush it and get you these clients. You get that. People are like, me. You work hard with them. You get them some results within weeks. Now you got a bunch of them. By the way, bro, there's people, and you know this, people have had the same, a lot of these gurus, they've had the same case studies on their website for the past 7 years or 5 years or 3 years or whatever it's been.
So the magic number, though, seems to be about $5,000. So we can get to that $5,000 number. It seems to be the place where it's not that hard of a close, but it, I mean, come on, two $5,000 clients, you're making six figures. That
5,000 is great. I mean, we sell our packages, we sell 7,500, you know, up to 25,000, but 5,000 is a great number.
So there's this book called The Art of the Start by Guy Kawasaki. I don't know if you've ever read it, but this book left an imprint on me in my life. So if you're watching or listening right now, Art of the Start, a guy, Kawasaki, I may have the name wrong, but I don't have the book name wrong at all, but I may have the author name wrong. The Art of the Start. And it teaches you to build a consulting business to fund whatever other idea you have. And it is so crazy. because that is exactly what I had done. I think the reason it resonated with me so much when I read it was because that's the strategy I had deployed. I actually was a consultant. I was an SEO consultant. Yeah. And I would charge $500 to $1,000 per client. And I started getting so busy that I got lazy. And then I was forced to film myself doing the SEO and made a course out of it. And so this is an amazing way to start, right? Think of it this way. You put the right offer together, you put Akbar's system into it, and you got yourself a couple of clients. That's 10 grand. Now take that 10 grand, invest back into whatever you have been wanting to do online. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. Yeah. So the done with you, even the done for you, the coaching, consulting side, just, you know, too many people, I feel, and Akbar, you tell me if I'm right. Mm-hmm. I think too many people, though, when they're starting brand new, they're so worried about, well, but if I do this, I won't have time. What if this, I won't, you know, if I promise to do it for them, then I have to invest all this time to do it. And my take usually is, hey, go get the sale, work hard and refine your systems afterwards. If you have to work twice as hard for the first client, who cares? You know, go get the sale and figure out how this process works. But that's awesome. Anything else in creation and selling what to sell that you've seen work?
Yeah, I mean, here's a little, first of all, just real quick, a lot of people have mental blocks about this, right? They're like, oh, who am I going to, you know, why would anyone listen to me? And I want to share a quick story about that. My brother, this guy was in his robe, his nightgown, bathrobe, and he's saying, I want to learn the guitar. I said, all right, we'll get you a guitar. And I got him a guitar. I went out and bought him an acoustic guitar. He's in his room, no idea how to play the guitar. I was watching YouTube. A couple hours later, he comes down. We're having a little family dinner, friends, family, so on and so forth. He comes down, down by the bay, where the buffaloes go. It's a two-chord song. Guy went from not having a guitar to singing a simple song after a couple hours on YouTube. Anybody can do that, by the way. The family and friends were shocked. And they said, what? This guy plays the guitar? You know what they said? And this is what I want everyone to listen to. Hey, will you give me lessons? I will pay you to give me lessons. I'm sitting there, I'm like, 3 hours ago, this guy didn't even have a guitar. Now you want to pay him for lessons? Because guess what? He's here. God, the dude's not Rolling Stones by any stretch of the imagination, but he's here. But guess what? There's so many people who just want to learn that song.
Yeah.
Say, oh, look, I'm not a rock star. I'm not the rock star. But you know how to play that song.
Yeah.
You can teach someone how to do that.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. We're definitely behind, but I've been really intrigued in the conversation just because, you know, no, I love it, man. I love the fact that I think people listening right now, if you're giving it your heart, you have, we've just given you 10 grand a month. It's literally on your plate.
A lot more than that, for sure.
Yeah. Well, for beginning, I'm just talking about just starting.
Yeah.
It's on your plate. It's a matter of you just doing it. It's the craziest part. Simplest offer, right? You don't have to create sales pages. You don't have to do any of that. Just simplest offer. Answer, fill in the blanks that Akbar gave you.
Yeah.
Now, let's move into how to get the leads, the traffic side of things, right? So round number four, how do we get people to watch our videos and how do we get them to then become a lead to talk to on the phone? So Akbar, talk to me about there. Yeah. So far we know video a day.
Yeah.
Posted on Facebook, even your personal page.
Yeah.
But is that enough? Do you do anything else? Is there a way to boost it up, get more people watching? And then how do I turn them from watching to calling me?
Big time, big time. Number one is doing it on your Facebook profile. Well, guess what? If your profile is full of friends who are realtors and you're selling an offer on, like funnels or something, and realtors are not, I'm like, what am I going to do with the funnel? In other words, it has to be a match. The audience has to match exactly what you want. Your profile and your 5,000 friend list should be all your dream clients. So what you need to be doing simultaneously, remember, we need to be doing three things every day. Build, that's what we're going to talk about right now, cultivate and monetize. So building, you need to cultivate. First of all, you need to get this out of your mind. Oh, I'm on Facebook to show my third cousin what I had for lunch. Forget about all that crap. You can make way too much money off of Facebook. Here's what you need to do. Is clean out your friends list, clean them all out, right? And here's what you do. You identify where are my dream clients. So for example, dude, my dream clients are, agency owners, for example, sake, because I'm a traffic dude and I can help them crush it, for example, sake. Well, now what you're gonna do is you're gonna go to Facebook groups that are full, that the topic is Facebook agency stuff. You're gonna go in there and you're going to post consistently value. As a matter of fact, the show you do, the YouTube show, the Facebook Live show, you can, here's a little trick. You can have your assistant transcribe that, edit it, and now it's an actual value post. You can copy that and paste it in these groups. Now watch this. This is your magnet. You know, they call it a lead magnet. This is your magnet in the group. Now guess what? All the people who resonate with your style. You see, Onyx has his own style. I have my own style. Onyx got a million times more results than me. Onyx sold, I'm a small seven-figure guy. Onyx sold over $250 million worth of products. But it might be somebody watches this show, and guess what? Maybe they want to come, and maybe they want to work with me instead of Onyx, right? Because they align more with me, or maybe they want to work with Onyx more. That's why you have no competition. With this formula, you have no competition, because no one can compete with who you are and the way you look at the way you look at things and the way your perception is. Because we all grew up with different uncles, reading different books, different teachers. We have different perspectives, and people can align with that. Let's go back into it. The group. You put that post in there. People who are going to align with the way you talk. And by the way, we need to teach this, because it can't be pure content. Here's the magic on it. And I know we're over time, and I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. Keep going.
Here's the magic formula, my brother. You got to give rock solid content, but you got to make that. I call that your bam. That's your bam. But you got to mix in your why. Because here's what it is. It's like dough. It's like a blob of dough and a blob of like cheese and sauce on it. These two blobs are very unattractive. Put it together. Yeah. You've got the most iconic popular food in the history of man, pizza. And that's what it is. You have your BAM in the content, but you got to mix your why. So in my content, we talk about the giving. We talk about the wells. We talk about entrepreneurs and ethics. And we talk about doing business the right way. And people who listen to it, yes, when we say things like, if it's good enough for the customer, it's good enough for the business. Or if it's good enough for the business, it's good enough. Or customer first, or family first. You put your beliefs out there intertwined with that content. And people are like, yes, I align with that. So what happens?
So,
they start liking, but just from a technical point of view, sorry.
Yeah.
They start liking that in that group. All those people who like it, those are people that like your stuff. Add.
That's where, okay.
Now you're getting your lead base. Yeah. Now they're in your world. Now they're going to watch your lives every day. And then that'll lead into the monetization.
We'll give the round of applause. Yeah. I was wondering, I'm like, how, okay, I get it. I'm giving value to these other groups and these other places, but how's that going to transcribe back into my ecosystem?
Yeah.
So Upward, now, do you suggest having a group, or do you still feel like for people just starting, just do it on your personal page? Because I know groups are getting a lot of attention now. Yeah. So is your strategy changed at all?
We have a group, Onyx. It hasn't changed. We have a group. It has over 8,000 people. It's small, but it's all organic. I'll give you a very quick tip how you can fill it up. You know, for example, we're on the show now. I can tell people, hey guys, go to sevenfigurebook.com. I have a free gift for you. It's an ebook that's going to show you the anatomy of a seven-figure funnel, the seven things you need to do right now that you can change right now today to help gear your funnel to seven figures, right? Okay. Mm. When they go to that link, guess what? It takes them to a chat bot. Guess what? That chat bot says, you want the book? You got to go into this group. Then they come in my group. I get their email. Now they're in my group. So there are different ways to fill up the group. But listen, the rule is, yeah, you should always have multiple fishing poles. By the way, I started with just a Facebook profile, and you can. But remember, any intelligent business, you want multiple poles in the water for sure.
Yeah, got it. So for everyone watching and listening, groups are something that I've been personally playing with a lot, and I'm seeing a lot of top marketers. For me, the big trigger was when I saw Facebook run a Super Bowl ad for promoting Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And I mean, if there was ever a time when I knew, okay, this is the time to get into groups, because Facebook is publicly saying that groups is what they want to focus on.
Yeah.
And so I'm still figuring that game out. And what's really cool is that Learn Nation in July, we're bringing on one of the world's most profound and foremost Facebook group experts and publishing them in Learn Nation. So we're going to learn a lot more about groups. But for now, no excuses. Stop all of that. Go to you have a personal Facebook page. You can do this. And I love what he said, okay, find other groups of related people in those groups who you would want eventually to see your offer. Like, for example, someone like me, I should be doing this in all the different copywriting groups. Yes. I should be out there in all the different copywriting groups, and I should be getting my content posted into those, transcribed and put in there, and I should get more and more people liking me on my personal Facebook that are copywriters. And then I bet you when I launch my $30,000, $40,000 mastermind for copywriting, go like that. It would go like that. So,
definitely.
Love it. Even I have ideas. I just... I'm going to be honest with you, Akbar. I could actually show you here. Look, I actually messaged my old virtual assistant who was amazing at content related things.
Yes.
I had just kind of gone away from it. And I just messaged. I said, hey, Lily, I hope you're safe and well. Just wanted to know, are you open to more virtual assistant work? So this is me taking action.
Boom.
During the filming of an episode, if you want to know what's the difference between...
I'm going to give you a round of applause now.
Yeah. So, all right, let's move into round number five. Okay, round number five, the actual selling. So you've got all these people watching you on your videos. Do you do a call to action? Do you then take them to a call booking page? So two-part question. How do you get them on the phone from watching these videos to the phone? And then what do you say on the phone to get the sale?
I did a live today earlier. It went well. And it was a presentation. And it said, the title said, six figures on my desk.
Wow.
And we talked about our latest student that we've helped in six figures. Because there's a lot of psychology. Dude, you want to talk about social proof for a second? Check it out. Here's something sick. You and I are good friends, right? And I'm going to say, hey, Anik, bro, there's a new pizza joint that opened down the road. You need to go there. What are the chances of you going there? Like 100%. Okay. Good. Check it out. This is a fact. People treat social proof. The majority of people treat social proof from a complete stranger the exact same way they would have if they're one of their friends recommended them something.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't believe that, bro. But, you know, we travel a lot. Every time I go to a new town, guess what I do? I want to eat somewhere. I go to Yelp, sort by reviews,
and I go
to the top rated restaurant. I don't know who the hell these people are who are rating it. They're strangers to me because the human psychology is, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. If it worked for them, it'll work for me. So you got to show your success off. Dude, if I make someone smile, I say, hey, dude, can you give me a testimony? They said, I help make you smile. We have folders full of testimonies. Those are so powerful and will make you so much money because people are like, oh, I want that. Mm. Oh, I want that trophy. Oh, I want that success. So that's a very easy way, is to celebrate your student's success, then people just approach you. Okay, so you talked about the selling. Number one, organically, people will just message you. Hey, and we don't have time to get into this, but our content, we do three things. We call it honey buckets. We're always talking about either EPOP, which is like business stuff, ethical principles of persuasion. We're talking about ethics. And we're talking about values, philanthropy and stuff like this. Most time when people get on the phone with us, our sales team, hey, we want to work with you because we align with the Make More, Give More movement. We love what you stand for. And you seem to know what you're talking about. That's by design, because my daily shows have that formula intertwined into it. So to answer your question on the call to actions, two ways. Number one, people just naturally will message me. They're like, hey, dude, I love your stuff. I want to work with you. What does that look like? That's organically. People will approach you regularly. That's the best thing. You're not selling anybody. They want to work with you. Number two is, of course, we do call to actions. We'll do offer posts. Like you said, we have, hey, guys, 10 spots for a mastermind. Here's what you get. Who's in or out? Because it's that Gary Vee thing, right? Jab, 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 hook. All these daily lives is the jab, 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 jab. And then you do some offer posts. And then on your video, you can say, hey, guys, guess what? This month, I'm actually going to personally take three people, give them X result. First three people who say, make more, give more, let's rock and roll.
Wow. Yeah. So pretty straightforward. There's no secret. Just get out in front of people and just talk to people. Just be normal, be human, and say
it
stuff.
It really is, man. Everybody, you know, they say, what's the magic sauce? It's really just what we're talking about.
That's awesome. Okay, so the other question then is, what do you say on the phone? Do you have some kind of script or do you go through some kind of closing strategy?
Yeah, our team has, and by the way, you know, you can do your own sales for a little bit and you should, but then eventually, dude, you need to do what you do best and outsource the rest. You should get a sales team. And you have no excuse because there's a lot of good ones that just charge commission only. They don't cost anything. They just want commission. So you really shouldn't be doing it after a while unless you're in love with it and you don't want to grow any further. But yeah, we follow a script, bro. And I'll tell you some of the best lines in there. Will that be helpful?
Yeah, please. Of course.
It's a dance. The whole script is a choreography. It's a dance. And one of my favorite things is we actually say, so for example, like, hey man, how much are you making right now? And they're like 10,000. Like, okay, how much do you want to make? And they're like 80,000. Everybody always says they want to make a million. Everyone and their mother, everybody wants to make a million, right? They've been brainwashed to think. They're like, all right, man. First of all, why? Why do you want to make $1 million? So now they say, well, I want to buy my mom a house and I want to live there and I want to take more vacations and I want to give my kids this and I want to pay off this and I want to do that. They're painting this picture of what life could look like when they have this money. Now they're in fantasy, they're in la la land. They're like, they're high off of it. They say, okay,
You're making $10,000 a month now. You want to make $80,000 a month. What's stopping you from achieving that on your own? You're getting them to admit that they can't do it on their own. There's a lot of NLP in this, neuro-linguistic programming for those that don't. And then they'll say, well, you know, I just don't know. I can't figure out funnels. I can't do copy well. And traffic strategies, I don't know how to do it. Okay. A few minutes later in the conversation, well, Anik, you know what, brother? You are the perfect fit. Do you want to know what I specialize in? We help you rock a seven-figure funnel. We're going to get you the absolute best copy in your industry. And you want to know something? We're going to install our seven-figure organic traffic strategies, inject them right into your business. And they'll be like, oh my God, that's exactly what I want. Have you been reading my diary? How did you know that? I know that because you just told me that 5 minutes ago. Of course, all of this has to be true. Then I'll give you a couple other good lines. Do you want more lines? Do we have time for more lines?
Yeah, man, keep going. I'm not going to stop it now. This is where the money's collected.
Well, there's good. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, this has done a lot of money. So, okay, so then that's one psychological thing. Another one is you need to have people, generally, people do things different. People say, let me think about it tomorrow, whatever. Most of the people, those are out. Most of our sales are one call close. And here's the way you can do that. All right, Anik, bro, here's the situation, man. The everyday price for our program is actually only $10,000. Calls. However, we have something called case study-based pricing. Okay? So if you are ready to rock and roll today, given commitment, and you can promise us in writing that you're going to give us a case study when we get you the kind of results you're looking for, just like the ones you see on my website, proof that it happens, it's normal, you know, you're having the vision that. And guess what? I can scholarship half off, and it's only going to be $5,000 today. How do I pay? Now, look, there's so much psychology into that. What people don't understand is the average human does not want a free lunch. Okay, they don't want something for free. People think they do, but no. Humans want an exchange. So these guys are thinking in their mind, yeah, okay, that's fair. Okay, I'll give you the testimony, sure, when you give me the results, and you're going to give me the special price. Okay, that's an awesome deal. Because an exchange is happening when they think that they're getting more than what they're giving, right? They want to give something. They really do. You got to give them that opportunity. And then when you say, like a case study, like the one you see on my, this, that's a proven concept. Oh, wow, I can be one of those. So many of those guys. So that's amazing. A great closing line that works really well. Another great thing I'll tell you, I shouldn't tell you this because I don't want everyone to do it because it'll water down. Should I tell you? F it.
You should. Now you said that, so you have to.
No, I talk too much, to be honest. I really shouldn't be saying this. But no, seriously, and that's not a marketing thing. Like, please don't like come up with your own wording. I'll give you the strategy because it honestly works really well. You got to back it up because, like, dude, we're not – like, we know what the hell we're doing at this point. We get a lot of success stories. You have to know what you're doing to offer this. Listen to me. Here's my guarantee. I promise that me and my dream team, our offer, we work with you daily, one of our offers, but we are going to work with you daily until you 10x your investment with us.
Wow.
And people are just like, what the hell did he just say? Because the average person is like, hey, our guarantee is like, try us for 2 weeks or, you know, like money back guarantee or some crap, right? I guarantee you're going to 10x. I guarantee I'm going to 10x the little investment you give to me. Dude, it's a no-brainer. So here's what people want. When you're structuring your offer, I'll tell you what everybody wants. Everybody wants a shortcut. Everybody wants done for you. So in our offer, there's not really done for you, but we've positioned it away like that. Because, for example, like the funnels that I've used to crush it, I give people those templates. Our traffic strategies that have given us seven figures, we give you those frameworks. So we position it in like a unique done with you, done for you thing. We give you a 10x guarantee. Huh? We give you all the tools and resources that you need. We give you all the support. Dude, it's a stellar offer.
No, I love it. I love it, man. Wow. Powerful stuff. I want to summarize for everyone who's listening because it's really just such a simple approach, the whole model. Okay?
It really
make
is.
I'm not daily. That and I think you're brilliant, actually. The simplicity of it is the brilliance. You want to build $1 million a year business organically with no investment. You're going to put a little bit of time in, but it's not that much time. Daily videos, that's a commitment number one. Daily videos, talking about your life, talking about you, talking about what's going on, connecting it back to whatever offer or whatever topic that you are specializing in. All right, make that, put it up on your personal Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Step number two, you got to have an offer. All right. You're looking to shoot for that $3,000 to $5,000 simple offer, one sentence. What exact tangible result do you provide? You don't need to bonus it up. Go with done with, you know, to go with the done with me, done for you, do a consulting, coaching, whatever. But at that point, the person just wants to know, here, I'm here. You're going to get me here. They don't care about all the bonuses and all the stuff in the middle. So you're not creating an offer like we teach for online course selling. You're creating just a statement of what results you'll get. Step number three, find relevant groups and relevant places where they discuss the topic that you want to be able to get people from. Post content in there. Be active. All right, good nuggets. Post good stuff. Be yourself. Be your voice. Post content in there. Watch everybody who leaves a comment or clicks like on it. You click on them, friend them. That was brilliant. All right, every day you're adding, God knows how many, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 new friends a day. Keep doing that. Now they get into your ecosystem. They're seeing your lives, which are about the topic and the offer you're providing. And that's it. You just keep doing that. And every now and then you ask people, hey, leave me a comment below if you want to talk to me. Leave me a comment below if you're interested in this, or leave me a comment below. And then you get on the phone and Akbar already gave you the basic script of what you say on the phone and how you keep it simple. I also want to let you guys know we did a great interview with someone who's amazing at enrollment and sales, Jeremy Bellotti. Look that up at onicpodcast.com. Just type in Jeremy. He gives a 5-step structure, I believe it was, to enrolling. Super simple, super easy. So between that and what Akbar went over today, you could build a 7-figure business. It's in you. See, again, it's like, how many systems do you need? How many models do you need? You want to have a business. You want to build a business. The biggest thing I always get back from people is, oh, I don't want to invest money in it. Well, great. Ta-da. The fighting entrepreneur has delivered to you. You can do it. Now, are you going to do it? That is a different question. Are you going to be diligent, dedicated enough to do it? Look, man, we're all locked in our houses right now from around the world, most part. If there's ever an opportunity to do it, it's now. Akbar, thank you so much, man. Listen, where can people get a hold of you? Where can people work with you? Where can people stalk you, follow you, learn from you? Yeah. Tell us, drop some URLs, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, look, a couple of things you could do. If you want to just like talk to me, then you just got to go to my name, akbarsheikh.com. My mom never thought I'd be a marketer, so I got a tough name, but it's I'm sure you'll see it somewhere, A-K-B-A-R-S-H-E-I-K-H. And we got a pretty dope group too, akbar.tv. We give like awesome nuggets in there. We interviewed Anik in there. We do some like unbelievable things. We give you a lot of resources to hit 7 figures in there. So those are the two main spots for sure.
Yeah. Akbar.tv. I hadn't been here yet, but it takes you. Oh, I love it. I love it. It redirects to the group. So guys, get in this group. It's a really good group. It's a fun group. Since I got in there, when I got interviewed, I've been reading some of the posts. So again, Akbar.tv, AKBAR.tv. Get there. From there, you can even find his personal profile, friend him. And then you can stalk him all you want and learn all the great goodies from him. That's amazing. Awesome. Thank you so much, Akbar, again. It's been an amazing, just an amazing interview today. For those of you watching, come on YouTube, click like, you know, click the thumbs up icon, click subscribe, leave a comment below for him. Say thank you. Took time out of his day and his life to come here and just give you value. If you're on iTunes, again, help us with this journey. We are getting, there's some major momentum going on with this podcast. So make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Every week I pick random people who've left us reviews. And you win really cool swag from me, maybe cash prizes, maybe even an opportunity to get consultation from me. So I can see who's been leaving reviews and I pick random winners. So go to iTunes and leave a review. Go to YouTube, subscribe, click the thumbs up icon and all of those fun things. And hey, listen, what do I always say? When life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Just because we're locked in our houses, this is no excuse and no time to slow down on your dreams. You got to keep fighting, entrepreneurs. You got to go out there and keep fighting for your dreams every single day. This is Onik Singhal. I'm excited that we've wrapped up this amazing episode, but I'm even more excited for what's to come on the future episodes. Go to onikpodcast.com and binge on all the past ones. I'll see you very soon. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Go out there, fight for your dreams. This is Onik Singhal signing off.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.